It's nothing new. Why did it all start? When the Jews kept to themselves, nobody bothered them. The minute they started mixing with all the other people, then the problem starts. It says in the beginning of the parsha, "Vatimale ha'aretz otam." Vayakom melech hadash al Mitzrayim. What's "Vatimale ha'aretz otam"? What's the meaning?
They spread.
They were living in Goshen.
Yeah.
But Goshen was not good enough for them. And you have to understand, Goshen was the best place in Egypt.
Yeah.
But they wanted to go to the clubs in Alexandria. They wanted to mix with the high society of Cairo. So they went from Goshen and start mixing. And now imagine to yourself the picture. Muhammad is opening his window in the morning, and this grocery shop in front of him that used to... owned by Abdullah, is now Horowitz. Then the shoe shop is Stein. And the bank?
Wow.
It's Goldschmidt.
But it's normal.
As you
lie. But it's normal. That's the normal reaction of a Jew. A Jew wants to better themselves the whole time.
Yeah.
But they couldn't stand it.
Of course. Like it happened in history, not once. Not once and not twice.
Every country.
Not once and not twice.
Not only in Egypt or Germany.
Are we in the wrong?
In every country is the same.
Pointing their fingers at us.
I tell you something that you will not like what I'm going to tell you.
Oh.
You know, when we look at the world, when we look at the world today, and we try to understand what's going on here. For example, just now I saw on the news, this girl was hitting the soldiers.
Yeah.
And they took her. And this is unbelievable. In London, she is a celebrity.
Yeah.
And you tell me, what's going on here?
The whole family is the whole...
What's going on here? Why do they hate us so much? What did we do wrong? What did we do to this world? We want peace. We brought progress. We brought so many good things to this world. So why do they hate us? You know why? Because we're not doing our job. That's the real truth. Because everything is from God. You have to understand, they are just toys. God is behind everything. So why is it happening? What is our mission? Or Lagoyim. We're supposed to be the light for the Goyim. But before you be a light for the Goyim, you have to have the light.
You have to be a light for yourself.
Exactly. If you are not light for yourself, if we fight with each other, if we don't do our job, how do you want to do the job? And what? So they hate you. Why do they hate you?
They don't respect us.
The worst part about that is, and I'm sure you all agree, there's no such thing as a Jew living in isolation. Everything we do, they know about. Because we are alike. I'm just telling you.
You know what the Hezbollah
are afraid
of?
We do a little thing that makes headlines all over the world.
You know what the Hezbollah is afraid of?
I think Israel's so big.
You know what the Hezbollah is afraid of?
Hmm.
That we start keeping the Torah.
Oh, that's...
We start keeping the Torah.
Right.
That's the biggest prize.
Keeping.
He tells it all the time. He knows. They know what it's all about. They know inside them that if Israel are going to do the job...
Right.
Nobody could go against Am Yisrael. But when we don't do our job,
then they're laughing all the way.
So you see what's happening. They hate us for no reason. Because think about it logically. Is there a reason?
Yeah.
It never was.
Exactly. So what's happening?
So we need...
God wants us to do our job.
That's why now Jesus is a Palestine.
So...
Yoshi
is a Palestine.
We cannot talk about everything. This parsha is full with things.
Yeah,
and
we
can talk about, Lord, we can talk about so many things. But we want to really look a little at the figure of Moshe. Because this is what's going to go with us through the whole books that will come. Moshe Rabbeinu. So we see from this first decision he's doing as an adult.
What you didn't mention was... Yes. You did or you didn't, I don't know.
Yeah.
But what made Moshe unique was his neshama.
Of course.
He was born with a Jewish neshama.
There is a story about when they say about it, Ezel Harif. His name is Ezel Harif. He was very sharp. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the, from Tnuat HaAskala, one of those reformed Jews, came, he liked to, he was always arguing with him. So there is a midrash that says, that there was that one lady gave birth to 600 kids, 600,000 kids. He says, how is it possible? How can one lady give birth to 600 kids?
600,000
kids. How can it be? Mm-hmm. So,
sir,
he answered him, you know, there is also a midrash that said that Yaakov Avinu had a dog at 600,000 dogs.
Dogs?
Yes, for the, when he was keeping the...
He had
special 600,000 dogs.
Sheep dogs.
Says how can it be? So he said, no, how can it be? He says it was one dog that was worth 600,000 dogs like you. Because what the midrash is saying, this is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had a big neshama. He was the neshama of all Am Yisrael. So he, from the beginning, he had this special thing inside him. So Moshe Rabbeinu decides, I'm leaving the palace, I am a Jew. Then he goes to Midian, and we see again that Moshe Rabbeinu is not another guy. He sees evil, he has to fix it. And he doesn't have anything to do with Jewish, not Jewish. He sees evil, he has to fix it.
It's a value system.
Okay, exactly. When he comes to this well, and he sees that the daughter of Jethro, the other shepherds don't let them have water.
Right. Yeah.
So what is he doing? No, who cares? What the hell? Is it your thing?
It's your business.
It's not your business. You're not even from this place. Well,
that's why they hate us. That's another reason.
He goes there, interferes, and helps the daughters of Jethro to give the
water
to the other cattle. They come back home, and Jethro is asking them, "Huh? Well, what happened today?
You came so early.
What's happening? Oh, this Egyptian guy helped us." Egyptian guy said, "Why? Did you left him there? Bring him."
It's so unlike the Egyptians to do that.
Yes,
if ever he said,
"That's why he, he realized it couldn't be a real Egyptian guy."
You know, when I was a teenager, so I had a friend. His name was Jackie Flannery. His father was a grave digger. He lived across the street.
Yeah.
And we had to go through a bad neighborhood to go play ball. And so we learned how to avoid the enemy. Because if they caught you, they beat you up. They'd just assume you were Jewish. So one day I ran, they caught him, they beat him up, tore his clothes. So that night his mother came to the house. She said, "Your son cannot play with my son Jackie ever again. His friends are too rough." So it's always our fault, you know what I mean?
Of course, of course. That's exactly the point.
We were the fall guys.
So,
what would they do without us?
Huh?
What would they do without us?
They nothing. Need us. Of course they don't know that they need us. But inside they know. And because we don't do our job, that's why everything is happening. That's why they hate us.
Yeah.
Because they hate us because we don't do our job.
No, it doesn't matter what
there is no logical explanation.
It doesn't matter what we do. If you're poor, they hate you. If you're rich, they hate you. It doesn't make any difference. If a big nose, a little nose.
That's what I'm saying.
In fact, it doesn't make any difference.
So what? Is there something to do about it? Is there something to do about it?
Yeah. No.
A Jew loves his fellow Jew. That's the only thing that will make it.
I think, this is my opinion.
Yes.
I'm not sure that's not original. That the anti-Semitism is the way God reminds us what we're supposed to do. They keep us in line.
I know.
I agree with you 100%. If they would leave us alone like we want them to do, we would disappear.
Let's talk about Moshe.
So we see Moshe now going on his way. He goes in the desert and suddenly God reveals himself to him. And he's got this whole discussion with God for 7 days.
Yeah.
This is a chutzpah. You know, God reveals himself to you, tells you, go to Egypt and bring out my people. And you start arguing with him. No, yes. Well, if God is going to reveal us to us and tells us, go and do this, I'm forget, and we go and do it. Well, what's going on here? So first of all, we have to understand, this is Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's really happening here is, he said, "One minute, I am a shepherd. What do you want from me? I'm not suitable. I cannot do this job." But the main reason is, You see, Moshe Rabbeinu
so humble.
Was raised up in a palace. Then he went to Jitritro. By this time, at this same time, his brother, his oldest brother, is in Egypt with all the slaves, leading them. And now, God wants him to take the job of his brother, and he comes from the outside. How does it look? Terrible. It's like, who am I to take my brother's job and come to them as this outsider?
It's another situation like Joseph and his brothers.
So what is God telling him, really? This discussion is very interesting. It's a very basic thing.
It's not you, it's me.
First of all, he's telling him, I am sending you.
Right.
Then he's telling him, you're asking me in what merit do I save them? Because they're going to come here and receive the Torah. Mm-hmm. They haven't got the Torah yet. So what merit is this? Something's going to happen? Because he's saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm not the suitable guy. I'm not the right guy. You know, you take something, you've got Aaron there, you can take him. And nevertheless, look at this nation. What merit do they have that you save them? So he says, because they're going to get the Torah. What is Kodesh Baruch Hu telling him? Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling him, this whole world was created for one purpose. What purpose? For Am Yisrael to keep the Torah. In other words, if you don't take them out now to get the Torah here, I destroy the whole world. There's no reason for this world to exist. So this is why, and this is their merit, yes. Unfortunately, they're deep in the tumah. They're deep. They're doing those unbelievable, terrible things. But the whole world is waiting for them to come here and receive the Torah. So in other words, if you're asking me in what merit do they have, it's not a matter of merit. It's a very simple reason. They have to come here. They have to come here. That's it. Merit, no merit, they have to get here. The same way as God is telling us, when the time is going to come, the redemption is going to be here. And it doesn't matter if we are righteous or not. He's going to make us do tshuva. But it's going to happen. By hook and by crook, how they say. So, in other words, that's what he's telling Moshe Rabbeinu. And about your brother, I want to ask you something. Says the Magid Midubna, an unbelievable mashal. And we put it in our words. This guy wanted to buy a car, a used car. So he's looking in the papers to find where can he buy it. And he sees suddenly, this company in Haifa, they're selling their cars. And he finds out, that's exactly the car I want. There is one problem. He used to work against them in a different company, and he knows if he's going to try and buy a car from them now, or they're not going to sell him, or they're going to do him, going to sell him something
cheap and broke.
Exactly. So he says, "One minute, I've got two friends in Haifa. One lives in the Krayot, a little far away. The other one lives like near the this factory. But see, the one who lives near the factory, he doesn't know anything about cars. From the other side, this other friend who lives far away from the factory, he used to work in this company and he was in charge on the vehicles of this company. In other words, he knows the company, he knows the people, he knows the vehicles. Nobody's going to do it. He's going to exactly to get the best deal. So he phones him. And this guy is saying, what do you want from me? Take this guy, he lives like a street near the factory. Take him. Says, what take him? What does he know about cars? You are the right guy. And that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, well, like Moshe, I want to ask you something. Why do you think I sent you to the palace of Pharaoh? Mm-hmm. Why?
That's a good one.
To do what?
To have a good time.
To play games? To have a good time? I gave you the best education of this world.
I prepared you.
I prepared you for this job. You are the right guy in the right time. You are the one. There is nobody else. I prepared you all your life for this job. The funny thing here is
he the first Mashiach?
Yes, they say that even the Mashiach that's going to come is partly from Moshe, but they're not going to go into it. That's not the point. You see, all those names and things, it's not a history. It's not a story. We're talking about the Moshe inside us. We're talking about the Pharaoh inside us. But it's all to teach us how to behave. And we have to look at Moshe Rabbeinu and see the greatness of this guy. Because he's asking God, what merit do they have? And God is saying, well, this is exactly the guy I wanted. You know, from one side, I gave him the best education. From the other side, he is the most humble guy in the world.
Perfect combination.
That's why God is revealing himself where? In a thorn bush. Small bush. Why? Couldn't he reveal himself on a plum tree? In all this do firework like on the did in the New Year now. Wow. Imagine to yourself Moshe Rabbeinu going in the desert and this small bush is burning, he doesn't even see it. It's going to go on. And Am Yisrael will be still in Egypt till today. What's going on here? Why this small bush? Like a big tree. But that's exactly the point. A small bush. And then on what mountain is he going to give the Torah? He says, here, on this mountain. What mountain? The smallest mountain. And who is the guy? You. That's the only way. Only from humbleness you can come to greatness. And greatness comes only from humbleness. Humbleness comes from greatness. There is no humbleness, somebody's got nothing. That's not being humble. That's being nothing. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest guy in the world. At the end of his life, he's called Moshe Ish Ha'elokim. There was nobody near God more than him. And from the other side, he is the most humble guy in the world. Why?
Why?
Because you have to understand. I can never forget. I always, when I talk about those things, I remember once coming to one of the old age home in Petah Tikva, and there was this very famous professor. Like, he was known all over the world. He's sitting there and looking at the wall. Nothing. An empty shell. And then it knocked me. See, what is a human being? Nothing. Nothing. God gives us everything. And God can take it. Yesterday I was driving on the road. And I say always, the road is one of the places you want to be a man, you want to be a good person. The road is the best school.
Place to demonstrate.
And the problem is sometimes it's a very risky place, a very dangerous school. Let's put it this way. Yesterday I'm going on the road. Somebody is going in. A motorcycle is coming into the car. He was in front of my eyes. And then he jumps and he goes up like nothing happened. I'm sure something, maybe the adrenaline made him jump, but Baruch Hashem, he got up at least. But you know, it was unbelievable. You see it in front of your eyes. Nobody cares. You know, they go, I come to shul with a car, if it's raining or if I have to do something later on, and I'm looking for a parking spot, and everybody's taking two spots. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow, what's your problem?
Right.
What's your problem? Can't you think about others? And then we ask ourselves, why do they hate us? We hate each other. So do you want others to love us? First of all, we have to start to love each other. Learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. He doesn't care about nothing, only about Am Yisrael. He sees this Egyptian guy hitting the stew. He leaves the palace and goes. He sees those shepherds in Midian. He helps the daughter of Yitro. And how is he finding this burning bush? Because one lamb left the flock. And he's going after it. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. And we will see it later on all the time. It's unbelievable.
So I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
How is it possible to be so great like Moshe Rabbeinu and be the most humble person? And the reason I ask you that,
yes,
because I heard that when you're as great as Moshe, it's hard to be humble. You hear that?
That's exactly the point.
No, I know.
That's exactly the point. Yeah. The point is, what is a great people? What is a great person? What makes you great?
Yeah.
What Moshe Rabbeinu knows at the end of the day, right. As I said, why did I talk about this professor?
Yeah.
He was an unbelievable guy. Everybody knew him.
Well, he got sick. What happened to him?
In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu knows, right. It's not me.
Right.
It's not me. I am nothing. And he says it. V'nachnu ma. He says, who am I? I'm nothing. Moshe and Aaron say the same thing. Everything I've got is from God. And if God wants to take it, he can take it. And what is Moshe Rabbeinu thinking? He says, if God would have give somebody else what he gave me, he would be much better than me. Yeah. That's humbleness. Humbleness comes from the point,
right.
Not that you are nothing.
Right.
No, you are the whole world. But who gave you the whole world?
Hashem. Yeah.
And the minute you know this, You can be the most humble guy. You mm-hmm. see, when you come to the Gdolei Israel, and like the Rav Steinman, Zatzal, he was so humble. And you know, this guy had so much power, spiritual and physical. He had only to do like this with his hand, and he could have an army in front of him. Millions of dollars went through him.
That you told in the sheet, I didn't know about this.
Yeah.
That million of dollars.
Yeah. You know, he was keeping so many yeshivas in Eretz Israel.
With donations.
Yes. That were going through him. They say that one day he went to one of the big shots and he told him, I need a check of 2 million shekel. Something like this. The guy wrote him a check of 2 million shekel. Did it go to him? He didn't touch nothing. Did you see how Rab Chaim Kanievsky lives?
Yeah.
Did you see?
Yeah.
Did you see his golden bed? See his golden chair? One of them is my chair, but never mind.
Did you
imagine?
Really?
Yeah.
From cattle to furniture?
Yeah. See?
You give him a present or you bought you yourself?
First of all, he didn't deal with it, so it doesn't buy and doesn't sell. But from the other, the point is, when you see this humbleness of Gdolei Israel, then you understand what is greatness. And this is exactly what we see about Moshe Rabbeinu. What we should hope for ourselves is to learn from this the lesson. And you see, if we're going to be humble, we're going also to love each other much more. Because when we're proud and we think we are the big shots, it's impossible to love somebody else. But if I am just a normal guy, I can love everybody. Because who am I? I am a creature of God. And God wants me to love everybody. And if we start loving everybody, believe me, the Geula will come, the redemption will come, and all the whole world will love us also.